from KQED.
Have you ever instantly fallen in love with a song, but known that under the surface, there was still something a bit mysterious about it? Water Striders' Nowhere Now is one of those songs. Joining us is the lead singer and songwriter of Water Strider, Nate Salmon. Nate, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Is there a particular reason that you stick to a falsetto in these songs?
I was in high school, and I would drive my car to school in the mornings. I was trying to just work on my voice, and the way I was working on my voice was just singing along to, like, everything that I was inspired by. Cheryl Warden from My Brightest Diamond, Jeff Buckley, who also sings very high but is not a woman. I just like high voices, I guess, in general.
One of my favorite parts of the song, this little moment, is when you say, "I wait for the kick drum," and then this weird noise comes in. Years and years, I wait for the kick drum. Is there a reason that you wanted to kind of have this moment where the song comes to a scrunching halt?
Yeah, I mean, I like breaks. I like silence. I like things to have space whenever I can. And that whole moment of the song was basically trying to emphasize the fact that I'm waiting for something to happen, you know, waiting for that spark to click.
Is there something about the song Nowhere Now that you felt like encapsulated the record?
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of the album is kind of looking at your own life and examining how you fit into the world. And that song in particular was one of the songs that I had written, like, earlier than a lot of the other ones. And it was the seed for the idea of all the other songs that I wrote. You know, it was the foundation of looking at yourself and feeling like maybe you don't really fit into anything or quite know where you're at.
That's pretty cheery.
But it's optimistic. It's an optimistic song. It's about hoping that you'll get there.
Another part of the song that really grabs me is this guitar coda. For you, does that sort of have a sense of catharsis to it? Was there a particular reason you wanted to have it there?
I'm a big fan of kind of melodic lines that are like mantras. There's something about having a thing just repeat until it, you know, can't repeat anymore, or just kind of imply that it'll go on forever and just be in a cycle over and over and over again. It's like a way to meditate in music, which is kind of one of my goals when I play shows or write a song or anything. It's just kind of to, like, get in a space where I can be outside of myself a little bit.
Have you checked in the Guinness Book of World Records what the longest riff ever played is? Do you have a sense of how close you are?
No, but maybe I should just aim for that next time.
That might be the PR you're looking for.
There you go.
You know, this is the title track of the record. Is there a particular reason that you wanted to keep it towards the end of the album?
I'd written that song with the intention of kind of having it be an ending song. And we've been ending pretty much every one of our shows with that song. And so it's awesome to end where it began with this optimism that song contains of, like, look, we've learned all these things now. Let's finally try and grow.
Nate Salmon of Water Strider, thank you so much for coming in. The song is called Nowhere Now, and it's out today. The album is also called Nowhere Now, and it is out on April 6th. I'm Max Savage Levinson. Thanks for listening.